So we left off with the question of, again, we have our case by the staircase and the two entrances, right? And we want to say that each entrance requires its own mezuzah because we go based on the act of entering. I mean, that's the mechayev, right? Because you would think it's one long opening. We say, no, we go by the act of entering, right? Then the Gemara comes along and says, yeah, but... Okay, so then... And then Republic comes along and says, you see from here that, what do you know? We know that a room with multiple entrances, each entrance requires a mezuzah. Okay? So the question is, A, what's the Havamina? What do you mean? Of course, why wouldn't every entrance require a mezuzah? And B, why would he derive that from the previous case? What does the case of the staircase have to do with a regular room case? And they seem to be two different phenomena. Okay. In other words, and you're right, you just have to put it a little more precise what that means. In other words, okay, what do we see from that case by the Lul? We see that it goes by acts of entering, right? Okay. So what you would say about a little case is that as long as a guy is walking through there to go up the staircase and walk to the other one, right? He's doing a Maisa Kenisa, and Maisa Kenisa is the barometer, right? So then obviously for sure, the other entrances in the regular room will require mezuzah. But what was the Havamina? So I think what you were trying to say. In other words, what you were trying to say is that, well, we can, in other words, the fact that the Gemara in the Lul case does talk about introducing this idea of a Maisa Kenisa, maybe we could talk about a certain quality a Maisa Kenisa has to have in order to say that this entranceway is Chayvi Mezuzah, right? Like what you're trying to say is like what I call like a compromised Kenisa, meaning if it's a compromised Kenisa, then the other entrances become butl, so to speak. They're not, I wouldn't say that they're windows going down to the floor, but I get that's cute.
Well, you have to look at it as one big room, right? You have to look at
right,
the
view. Right.
Right,
since you're not, in other words, what they're saying is that Maisa Kenisa is an all or nothing, right? So if I don't use these entrances on a normal basis, so they lose their status being Maisa Kenisa, then you're right. Then what would Halakha consider them? Maybe like tall windows. But the point is that even though I could walk through them, but their function becomes batel, so to speak, to the main Kenisa, right? So that's what you would have thought. That's what you would have thought, which isn't a crazy idea. You know, Kamash Malan, all we care about is one thing. It's the act per se. We don't go around trying to qualify.
We don't compare.
Yeah, we don't compare. We don't start getting into like, well, what kind of Maisa Kenisa, or what kind of entranceway is this vis-a-vis Maisa Kenisa? We don't evaluate that.
Well, because you can't like look at one doorway and say this is the Rugla entrance. It's only like relative to the other.
Well, I could, because you're right. Right. There's no absolute idea. That's correct. Correct. Hold on. Uri, yeah. Amar Maymar. Chayv mezuzah. What is a piskla d'akarna? Guess what? No one really knows. Okay. What? What? No, no, no. No one really knows. No one knows. What?
It seems pretty simple.
Right.
Piskla is an opening. Karna is a corner.
As I generously printed out for you, notice we have different options here, right? About the cases. Okay. All right. So the Gemara says what? The Gemara says, no, v'ha'lesley p'simen. Now remember those guys? Remember those p'simen? They're back. The problem is that whatever this case is, right, there's no p'simen there. Okay, let's just take a look at the pictures quickly. I don't care who holds what. If you look at, let's say look at Seer Bet, okay? And Seer Bet, what does it mean to say the no p'simen? What's the in Seer Bet? What's lacking there? What don't you have? What? What? I have a doorway. Okay, good. So if you notice in Seer Bet, what's missing? And in Seer Gimel and in Seer Dalet, it's like the wall ends. Okay. What? In the three pictures, right? What's not? Which case is not there? There's no case of wall. And stopping. That's like the Echsadra case. Remember, notice the difference. The difference here is that in all three of these cases, you have either, you have whatever this means, like this, right? You have some, right, this way, or the other one's going this way. Meaning, why is that important? Because the Gemara says, V'hal lesley p'simen. The Gemara says, no, Amar lei. What's ade p'simi mean? Sort of, right? It means, well, no, not really. What's sort of? What's ade p'simen? What? They are the p'simen, right? They are the p'simen, meaning the what? The ends of the walls, right? What kind of thing is that?
Wait, that didn't work by the Asagra.
I know. So that's the struggle. So that's why. Because no, because everyone agrees it can't mean two walls ending without any semen. Okay? That seems to be the case. No one's going to say that's the case. Okay? That's why you have all these variations. But we have to answer this. Like, what's going on here?
We still haven't had any cases of...
Let's take Rashi's way first, okay? Okay. What's the chiddush here by Rashi's case? Look at Tzir Bet, right? In other words, the Havamina is what? What would you say by Tzir Bet? You would think it doesn't require mezuzah. What is it about Tzir Bet that tells me I'm not requiring a mezuzah? What's lacking in Tzir Bet?
There's no distinct entrance.
Yeah, there is.
No.
Really? So let's go back to what Darius was saying before. No, look carefully. There's definitely a mashkof there, right? There's a mashkof, right? So I don't understand. If I turned it, if they were parallel to each other and there's a mashkof on top, everyone would agree you're chayv in a mezuzah. What's the problem here according to Rashi?
It doesn't have the actual mezuzahs.
Why not?
Because they're not like parallel. If you put a door there, it wouldn't really work.
So what's the problem? You're right.
Rashi is a visible door.
It's an entryway, but not a doorway.
No, I don't think that's true.
Is it an entrance or is it just a...
No, I think Kanarik's right. Yeah. I think that's the Havi Maskana. In other words, the problem is, what's the problem here? You would think that part of the identity of a doorway is the ability to have a door there. You're not putting a door there in Tzir Bet. You're not putting a door in a case where it's going... You know, what kind of door is it going to be? This kind of door. That's not a door anymore.
That's really cool.
Or like, no. See, that's what Darius is pushing at. No, there's no door. You can put a door there. No, you cannot.
It's glass.
I know, but it's going to be a multi... So, right, so that could be the issue. I mean, even you... I'm not saying you couldn't put a door there. You're right, but I'm just saying, but normally speaking, a guy's not going to put... It's very difficult to put a normative door in an area where the doorposts are like this. It's just not going to work. Where you get the hinges? I mean, today maybe. Your father could. Let me refine it. If you need to put that much trouble into putting up your door, it's not chayav mezuzah. You're right. I'm saying the point is, Kanarik's right. It doesn't lend itself normally to the placement of a door. I mean, you could, but I'm just saying it's not made for that. It's kind of saying, I have a doorway. Or the question is, can I have a doorway? Even though the doorway itself doesn't lend itself to the placement of a door. So Moskana is that I could.
So how many is that needs to be a doorway that can have a door?
Part of the definition of a doorway is that a normative door must be able to be attached to it. See, I don't have that because the doorposts aren't parallel to each other.
So it's still part of the doorway.
That. Yeah, exactly.
But so then also
not having the consult. What about Tzir Gimel? Okay. Yes. Okay. Where? Okay. So Tzir Gimel. So the Havamina by Tzir Gimel is that it's Pater from Mezuzah, right? And Maskana is no Tzchayev. So what's the... And again, you got to learn Adei Psimi different here. See, by Tzir Bet, Rashi's learning that I have Psimen. I have... Meaning, Rashi's learning Psimen to me, and I have delineated areas that show me I have a doorway. That's not what's happening in Tzir Gimel. Tzir Gimel, I have one side, this side here, right, which I can say is Psimi-ish. But then that doesn't make any sense because going back to our idea of a doorway sounds like parallel walls that I can enter through. I don't have that by Tzir Gimel. Tzir Gimel, I have like I have half a doorway. How could half a doorway create a chi of mezuzah? How is that possible? What does that doesn't make any sense? Don't give me any of your trapezoid stuff this time. That's not going to work here, Sean. Why does everyone seems to agree that if I had like the Chsatra case, remember? If I had this, like a wall here, and then walls here, and they just ended, and just an opening here, no one would say I'm a chayv mezuzah in that case. Why?
No doorway.
Right, meaning because it's just simply a what?
A
large hole in the wall. Okay, so what's going on here? So I think what everyone's saying is very good. In other words, the Havmin is going to say what do doorposts do? The door frame creates a positive chaloshim. Right, it means that now I have an entranceway, right? And that's what a doorway means, right? So here I don't have that. But it's very interesting what the Gemara is suggesting, at least according to the Rush. What the Gemara is suggesting is that no, it's that I can't have, in order, I'm putter from mezuzah when the opening, in a sense, is haphazard. Meaning it's just like the Achsatra case. It's like a hole in the wall, right? But what have I done here by making one wall going horizontal? What have I demonstrated? I think, as you guys are saying, I've created a structured type of, I've created a structured opening. I'm demonstrating through putting the wall going this way that this is where the opening will be. See, it's not, it's an interesting point. You could say, well, one second, if I just end my construction here, right, with walls going this way horizontally and nothing in the middle, oh, No, but the problem is that that's just a hole. It's an unfinished wall, so to speak. It's a hole, right? But by starting the process here, going this way, horizontally, I've demonstrated that this is my opening. I've done an action to demonstrate that this will be the opening in here. Okay? I can point to this and say, it's not just a hole in the wall anymore. There is a positive Chal HaShem. Okay? That's the rush. Okay? All right, you'll work out the Rid for tomorrow. That's your Dalad.